Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ditch Decade Diets podcast. I am your host, Lorna Perozzo, certified food freedom coach and founder of the Ditch Decade Diets Academy. I've spent 10 years in an unhealthy relationship with food, binge eating, over-exercising, and feeling insecure in my body. This podcast is all about helping you get to the root of your food struggles and teaching you how to rewire your brain so you can end binge eating. If you're ready to improve your relationship with food and cultivate more self-love towards yourself and your health, this is the podcast for you. So let's get to it and jump right in. The reason you keep on overeating at the majority of your meals and feel like you just can't stop eating when you're full, even when you intellectually know, like, I've had so much, my stomach is full, I don't need any more food. This is because you're telling yourself you can't eat more later. And I know it sounds so simple, but when you're used to dieting and you have specific times of when you need to eat or specific quantities, in your mind, you think to yourself, I can't just eat later. Like, I can't just have a snack whenever I want. Oh my God, that's gonna be too many calories. You can, but you believe you can't. So there's scarcity. You have this mindset of like, well, I better eat it all now because like the kitchen closes after dinner. I better eat, you know, all the pizza at the restaurant because I can't have pizza again tomorrow. I can't bring leftovers home. Like, this is a special occasion, so I'm going to eat all the pizza because normally, like, I eat super healthy, so this kind of feels like a cheat meal. So like tomorrow I need to get back on track. So even though I'm so full and there's still three pieces of pizza left, I have to finish it. I'm not going to just throw it out. I paid for it. Like, you know, this is a special occasion. Like, I don't normally go out for dinner. This is like my cheat meal. So like, I'm not going to just like have one slice. You can eat 10 minutes after your meal. You can eat an hour after your meal. Like, literally the food's not going anywhere. But when you have rules of, well, you can't snack after dinner, of course you're going to eat so much at dinner time. You don't want to get hungry later on. I remember when I used to do intermittent fasting and I told myself I couldn't eat after 7 o'clock. And it was the most silliest thing because literally that just made me binge even more. But I told myself after 7 o'clock, no more eating. What do you think I would do? It would literally be like 6:59 and I'm still eating. I'd be so full that, yeah, of course it would be like some days it'd be so easy for me to not eat after 7 o'clock because I literally didn't want to think about food. You see, the thing with like intermittent fasting, like that works for people who don't have issues with eating. People think, oh, I binge at night, so I have to do intermittent fasting. No, you need to actually regain your control back, build up trust, become less impulsive, get rid of your urges. The last thing you need to be doing is telling yourself to not eat. You're already telling yourself, can't eat this, can't eat that. Now adding times of like when you can't eat. If you're at social events and you're like, well, I like for me, when I would go to social events, I'd get so much anxiety and I'm like, I don't know if there's going to be food there for me. Like, what if there's food there and like, I don't like it? Or what if there's nothing healthy? Like, what if there's nothing that I like? So I remember this one time, I can't remember if it was what social, maybe like it was a birthday or something. It was on Andrew's side. And I literally remember right before I left to go to this event, like I was so anxious about the food there. I was in my pantry. I was in the kitchen binging my face off before the social event because I was like, I don't want to eat in front of other people and there's probably not going to be anything healthy for me. So let me eat my own home cooked food. But I binged and then I showed up to the social event and then it was horrible because everyone's like, oh, Lorna doesn't eat. Lorna, like, oh, Lorna's so good. And I'm like, I can't tell you what I just did, but you can keep thinking that I don't eat. But like, I actually just ate more than you probably ate all week in an hour. And so that would happen. Or I would go to the social event and then just not eat. And then after the social event, I would literally eat so much more because I'm like, well, I didn't eat for 5 hours. And then you wonder, why am I overeating? And you might think, oh, the food's just so good, that's why I eat it all. No, because now I'm binge free. My food is still amazing. I still have my chocolate chip pancakes. I still have all my delicious meals. I still go out for dinner with Andrew. Why am I able to leave food on my plate? There's no scarcity. There's no better eat it all now. There's no all or nothing mentality. There's no, well, if you go out for dinner, then like you can't come home and eat anything, or like there's none of that. You will enjoy your food so much more when you stop when you're full and you respect your body, knowing you can eat again later on. I tell my clients this all the time, but it literally is a win-win. Because if you are eating so much, like when you're super full and there's still food on your plate and you have the scarcity mindset of like, I need to eat it all, you can't taste it. So it's actually not enjoyable. So when you have this mindset of like, oh, I have to eat it all because it's so good, but you're not even tasting it because when you're already past the point of fullness, you can't taste it. So if you were to actually stop when you're full and you get rid of that scarcity mindset, and then you can save some for later, or you can save leftovers for tomorrow, you get to enjoy it today and later, or you get to enjoy it today and tomorrow. There's been so many times where, let's say, for example, I'll make, my pancakes, my chocolate chip pancakes. You guys know I love them so much. I used to binge on them. Now it's like I'll make some and then I just stop when I'm full. And the best part is I get more for later, or I get more for tomorrow. It's literally the greatest thing. I'm like, yes, deliciousness now, deliciousness tomorrow. Like, it's literally the best. Think about even going to a restaurant, right? Like I said, if you're like, oh my gosh, this is a cheat meal or it's a special occasion, like you're gonna feel like you need to get the most of it. So you're gonna eat it all. But again, if you were to stop when you're full and then you brought leftovers home, you can finish the rest of the pizza tomorrow. This past November, it was my dad's birthday. We went to this amazing pizza place. It was so good. It was called like Industria Pizzeria. And I didn't care what anyone else is ordering. Like, people got like, whatever other foods. And I was like, I freaking want a pizza. Like, we're at a pizzeria. Like, I'm gonna get a pizza. And so it was so good. It was so good. But I was like, I can't eat anymore. And so packed it up and I came home. The next day after, I actually didn't feel like it. But the next day after, I was like, oh my gosh, this sounds so good. And I ate it. I love pizza cold. Like, there's nothing like a pizza coming right out of the oven. Like, that's so good. But pizza cold, like the next day or the next few days after, like, I just love it. It's so good. So I got to enjoy it twice. And it was the best. And when you have a good relationship with food, you don't feel like you need to eat it all the next day either. Like I said, I didn't have it the next day. I didn't really feel like it. I was like, well, I just had it yesterday. Like, I'm fine. That would never happen if I was still having urges and being impulsive and binging. But I actually gave also some to my husband. That's another thing about a good relationship with food. It's not like the scarcity of like, number one, I get better eat it all now. Number two, like, oh my gosh, like what if he eats it and he finishes the leftovers? Like, there's none of that. When I had an unhealthy relationship with food, I remember like literally telling Andrew, like, don't eat this. Like, I need to eat this. And he's like, okay. Like, he doesn't really care. And now I'm just like, hey, babe, there's like a few slices of pizza for you. Like, enjoy and I'll have the rest. Like, it's the greatest feeling in the world. It's the greatest feeling in the world. It's hard to do that though when you're trying to be perfect. It's hard to do that when you have scarcity. It's hard to do that when you have food rules. Because, oh my gosh, going out for dinner is bad. So I can't have quote unquote bad food today and tomorrow. I can't eat after dinner. So like, I better eat the biggest dinner of my life because like I don't want to snack before bed. The rules are making you impulsive. When you release your food rules of when you're allowed to eat, you remind yourself like you're safe to eat again. You can have a snack later on if you're hungry. You can literally finish your lunch. And if you want something else in 30 minutes or an hour, you can have it. You're going to enjoy your food so much more. Every single time that you enjoy a meal, you're going to enjoy it so much more because you're not eating until you're physically sick. You can actually taste the food. You can actually taste the food. I thought I would never stop overeating. I was like, okay, like even when I stopped my binging, like I was starting to feel less impulsive and like less out of control, but I was still binge, like over, sorry, overeating at the majority of my meals. And I'm like, why can't I just stop? And again, it's a scarcity thing. Number, it's scarcity of like, you better eat it all now. There's like a fear of going hungry. There's like, you know, you're so used to like dieting and eating such little portions that it kind of feels like good to be able to just like eat large portions, even though it doesn't make you feel good. It's a whole shebang. But this is exactly what to do in the mindset to stop overeating. There's no scarcity. You are safe to stop when you're full, knowing you can eat again later in 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes later.